18 that have been prostituted. So these are girls, U.S. victims, that have been victims of sex trafficking. And a lot of people think that doesn't happen here, but it's very, very common. So that's what the Hope House is. We offer long-term restorative shelter, homeschooling, life skills classes, counseling, mentorship, and it's all faith-based, centered around Jesus Christ.
So faith-based around Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You, and this is commercial talk radio, but you know what I'm doing? It's really crazy.
What?
I'm talking about religion as if it's something you're free to talk about in
yeah,
America.
Right?
Yeah, just as if. So I'm, instead of being rude and disgusting and atheistic on my show, I'm a Christian extremist where I love God and love my neighbor as myself. But people still listen anyway. So what is, why is it, and we'll just talk about this, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things. Why is it specifically that you guys are emphasizing the Jesus aspect?
Well, just, I mean, I've been radically transformed through the gospel message, just the love of Christ and how he's restored me through alcohol addictions, drug use, a lot of emotional damage from my past. I've been walking with the Lord for about 9 years, and I just feel, and so does everyone that works with our ministry and team, that really the only true healing comes through the gospel and through Christ and learning to know his word and allow him to love you and heal your wounds. And it's kind of like anything else is more of like putting a Band-Aid over a wound. We just feel that through Christ there's freedom. And while we don't beat these girls over the heads with Bibles or force them to believe any certain way, we just simply live out the Christian life, and that just means loving people, accepting them, just giving them our ear and giving them our heart and our attention and serving them.
Well, so it's sort of a nature transformation hope, as well as just not merely behavioral modification. Okay, well, tell you what, you obviously, you've, I'm not going to get into your, the history
right.
of your life on earth. Let's, the really, the goal here is to let people know about the Hope House, and it's Hope House NC for North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Hope House, if you're out there and you want to get some hope, you want to know more, and did you hear you wouldn't even be beat over the head with a Bible? It's just you find out what their worldview is. These kind of nuts. Why are they loving me? Well, they're a bunch of Christian extremists. They're nuts, okay? So, I mean, I'm saying that facetiously. That you,
right.
As long as you know their motive, you understand why they're being loving. That's just, you know, Jesus said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And people take that, literally, you know. So that's, they're not going to kill the infidel. That's something to think about. Now, that's again, I say things, I'm sorry for you. This is not, can I tell you, I'm going to qualify this. What I say here is not Emily Fitzpatrick's opinion. You realize I'm being provocative because we're provoking our listeners. Sometimes it's entertainment. Sometimes it gets them to call me later and we can dialogue on kind of a normal basis. But what I want you to know is that, folks, if there is something in your life, see, she's actually out there doing a love behavior that is there. Somebody who has had a difficult past being available, making herself and her family and her resources available to help those who have been exploited, who have been damaged by those things that aren't the thing that we ought to do. So that was my monologue. That was my soapbox. So Emily, tell me, if you can, tell our listening audience who really don't know about human trafficking, and I mentioned to you that this Associated Press article that came out, I think it was the New York Times yesterday, about this woman in New Jersey who was found guilty of human trafficking. Can you tell our listeners about human trafficking so they'll really get a grip on what it is that's going on in America?
Right. Well, I'll give you some statistics, and these are statistics by the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, and also the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children estimate in America each year up to 300,000 children a year are sexually exploited and prostituted and victimized. And a lot of these are runaways. Some of them are just everyday kids that are out in the streets. I know of a girl that was walking to Wendy's to get a Frosty and was kidnapped and taken and locked in a brothel just 2 blocks away from her home. So every situation is different. But as far as the international problem. They estimate approximately 25,000. I've heard anywhere between 17 to 25,000 foreign victims are trafficked through the United States each year. So either way you go, there's a problem, whether you're looking at foreign victims being brought in or U.S. girls under the age of 18 being forced into sex trafficking. That's just a major problem. And it's just so sad that some people don't even believe that happens here. So that's one part of our ministry that we do a lot of is public education, just to raise awareness and let people know that this is a problem and that it's real, and it doesn't just happen in places like Thailand and India, that it happens right here. I mean, even in little Asheville, North Carolina, it happens.
And I was reading the FBI website today. They were giving statistics. And there was I was looking in Florida specifically, but it was really the national website for the FBI. They were listing the successful interventions that they've done. I don't know if it's in the last year or statistically under this one intervention office they've got, but they were listing their successful interventions in the hundreds.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm glad you bring up the FBI, because one of the questions we get constantly is how are we getting in contact with victims, and how do people know about the Hope House? Because we don't really go out in the street and pull people in. We work off of a referral system, and so we've maintained some really good relationships with FBI, both here locally and nationally. And so what happens when they go in and they do a raid and they find victims that are minors, because they know that our home is just for minors, then they can call us, and they have our referral form, and they can send it over with information about girls and see if we can take them in. So we work off a referral system. It's a really great, you know, connection just to work with them, because we get a lot of information up front, because these girls come to us like fully screened. We get a lot of information ahead of time. You know, it's not like they just show up at the door and we don't know anything about them. So it's just really great.
And we're going to talk about your program in a minute, about what you do there at the Hope House. But the one thing that stuck in my mind right away was that the vast numbers of people that this is happening to, it's been brought to national attention, the kind of the kidnapping, the capture of young ladies that happens in America. The 11-year-old Duggard girl, who is now 18 years later, finally discovered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a horrific thing. And people watched it happen in broad daylight. I will tell you that my own children have had episodes where somebody has come up and tried to have actually approached them to possibly nab them.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's how rampant it is. But again, it's shocking. The FBI listed the amount of successful interventions in the hundred, like 890 or something. And I'm thinking, when I interview the FBI, I'm going to find out what resources are being put into this.
That
is a minuscule amount, considering the trouble that we've got here in America.
It is. And I'll tell you something that really shocked me. I went to a conference last fall, and there was a man with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and he also, I think, works really closely with the FBI, but he was saying that that child pornography, like he said a few years ago, like when pornography really came out on the internet, it was mostly adult women. Then it started showing some teens, you know, and he said now, like, the newest thing and the newest trend is toddlers. And he said that's where these people are making the most money, is, you know, victimizing toddlers in horrific ways. And he said 2-3-year-olds, I mean, he's seen plenty of cases. And we even know of one here locally that this has happened to, when this little boy who was 5, his own father was making pornography videos and locking him up in cages and making him wear little girl dresses and bringing people in to have sex with him. And so, you know, that brings a whole new aspect into it, the whole internet problem and the pornography. And a lot of times parents are the traffickers, sadly, you know, but that's very common.
And, you know, I'm going to write something down for myself, a political statement that's a moral statement, a biblical constitutional statement. I'm going to talk about how much resource is being put into other weird things that aren't really the purpose of government. I'm just thank you for taking making the mention of what you said just now. I just have to say that as a sidelight. It's hinting to my normal listening audience that there's other subjects we talk about, and the comparison of what the need and the purpose for government intervention and the kind of things that we're focused on today. What you basically did, you highlighted our depravity without even detailing all of it. You're mm-hmm. just the things that you said show how depraved our society is even more and more rapidly becoming.
Right.
And it's one of those things, you just described things that I don't want to mention mm-hmm. on the radio because it just grieves me.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you do not want to describe. So we're going to be talking about that after our interview. I'll rant and rave in my own favorite flavor. Now, Hope House, North Carolina, folks, this is Emily Fitzpatrick. Don't just sit there. Somebody called me the other day and said, is it too late? I think Mike called me. Mike said, he listens to us almost every day, and he says, is it too late? I say, no, it's not too late. Just start doing now. I ask a couple of questions. Who do you know who's running for office, or you know who's in office in your area? How much time do you spend watching cable TV? Stop and think about that, folks. We're putting money into an industry that has been exploiting women in particular for generations. When people pay their cable TV bill, and how about doing something that's going, this sounds like an infomercial, but I'm making a plea. How about doing something that's going to enable somebody who's living on the edge to try to rescue the least of these, the most vulnerable in our society? The government is not doing it. I mean, it is a police power that is truly a legitimate exercise of government. But what do you do once you police them? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to deliver them from the lifestyle and lead them into a life of survival? Well, Emily Fitzpatrick, I've invited her here, and I begged her to come. That's what I did. And so, folks, it's HopeHouseNC.com. HopeHouseNC.com. That's Hope House in North Carolina. That's how you're going to remember it. She's going to bring hope, and it's a house, and it's in North Carolina. If I could think of a jingle, I would do that. So it's Emily Fitzpatrick. The other thing, you still have an EmilyFitzpatrick.com, which is a functional website. So, and I've got about another minute before our music kicks in to do a break. But say again the broad outline of the things that you provide. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about it in detail. What are those things you provide at Hope House?
Well, we provide long-term shelter. So when these girls come, if they're 15 and they can't go back home and they don't have anywhere to go, which is often the case because home's not a good place, they can stay until they're 18. We're in it for the long haul. It's not a typical runaway shelter where girls can just, you know, come and go. And while some may want to come and may want to go, but we are here to walk with them and be patient with them and just, you know, help them along their journey to healing.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back with this. I call it the Faith and Freedom Show. I say our freedom is going to come in proportion to our faith. You know who's delivering freedom? These loopy Christian extremists. So I've got one here on the radio, and we're going to be talking to her. It's Emily Fitzpatrick. Again, her views don't match my views. This, you can't give her the blame. She's out here doing things for those who are the least of us in our society. Stay tuned to Freedom 104.3 FM. There's more.